The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Frustrated by what she believes was bullying of her third grade son with fewer than 3 weeks left in the school year, an upstate mom, Jamie Rathburn, entered Greenbrier Elementary School and confronted his classmates. She then left and was arrested 3 days later. She was charged with disturbing schools and booked into the Greenville County Detention Center before being released on a personal recognizance bond. Ms. Rathburn says that she regrets her actions but remains concerned about bullying for her son and other children, and that she's disappointed in the response that she's gotten from the Greenville County School District. Joining me for a few minutes this morning, Jamie Rathburn. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I've been better.
It sounds like you have had better days. So, Ms. Rathburn, walk me through this. Your son has had some issues there, and bullying really is. That's a big issue in school these days, right?
Yeah, I think it is. We're losing kids left and right to suicide, and it all boils down to bullying. These kids aren't having the mental health that they need to be able to deal with these difficult life situations that they come across. And if we don't provide them the tools that they need now, how do we expect them to function at 19 and 29 in the real world?
Right, right. So your son was having some issues. There were some kids bullying him at school.
The same kids consistently all year.
And had you talked with teachers and administrators about this?
Yes, I had sent several emails. I had several meetings. I had emailed the assistant superintendent. And anytime I had asked the superintendent about how to go about filing a formal an administrative complaint, the conversation got pushed to another topic, another part of the conversation. And because this has been going on so long, so I'm emotional and I don't bring it back to that point. And
sure.
So I still yet to find out how to go about doing that. I've still yet to find out. And they're like, oh, well, we give you this information at the beginning of the year. I'm like, that's a long time ago. Do you know how much paper I have
yeah.
in just 1 year? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
like, send me that info again. Yeah.
And how much time could it take for them to give it to you again if you need it?
It's not that hard, right?
So you weren't getting a response from the teachers, the administrators?
Well, they responded, but I don't feel as though they responded appropriately.
They told my child
to ignore it because the kids were trying to get a reaction out of him.
Yeah, and that's hard to do sometimes as a kid. I mean, you can't just ignore bullies. All right, so this was happening. You weren't getting the response that you felt like you needed. They weren't doing anything about it. So you decided to go over to the school this morning and you went to his class and take it from there.
I decided to go to a school and give them a piece of my mind, basically, and it wasn't right. I don't know that I don't know what I could have done differently to get the issues in the spotlight, because when my son asked for help, he went unheard. Nobody listened. Nobody seemed to care. When I politely asked, followed all the rules and gave them all of the support that they needed to be able to do their job in whatever capacity that they needed to, I felt as though I was just being told what I wanted to hear to get me out the door. And my son would come home the same day and there would be more issues.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't addressed. And the breaking point for me was when I told the principal, I expected her, my exact words were, I expect you to handle this efficiently and effectively, or I'm going to be forced to file an administrative complaint. On the heels of me leaving the office from saying that, they turned around and retaliated what I felt like was retaliation on my child, because all year long they didn't do nothing to protect him. And now they want to single him out. The teacher follows him all day. They only allow him to play on certain equipment on the playground. He has to sit with the teacher at lunch. And then they tell him that the teacher's going to be with him for the rest of the year since he's an instigator.
Yeah.
This wow. is all right, so, wrong.
So Ms.
On top of that, the secretary went and posted, she violated the Child Privacy Act by posting personal information on Facebook about my child. And then when she was called out on it, deleted it. You don't think they're going to try to cover that up? Of course they are. I'm not asking for jobs. I'm just asking them to do what I did. Yeah. Admit you were wrong, apologize, and work with me on finding a better solution for all of these children. Okay. That's all I asked for.
So, Ms. Rathburn, Jamie Rathburn with me this morning, and so when you went over to school that day, and I understand that you had been involved in the school, so people knew you, and I guess I was just a little surprised, first of all.
I was class mom.
That you were able to just walk in and walk back to the classroom. But what were you hoping to accomplish by talking to the school kids, maybe having an adult saying this is not appropriate?
Telling them, for me, in my mind, and like I said, you know, I was being emotional and I was allowing my emotions to control my behavior. And I've always had a big mouth that I love the way my foot tastes, so it seems to stay there often.
Okay.
Okay. I went into the school with the intentions of letting these children know that what they're doing is wrong. And if the teachers ain't going to do nothing about it, then me and their moms need to get together because something's got to change. You know what I mean? Like, we as mothers, we as parents, we can get our children together and we can work through this issue. If the teachers and the staff at the school can't do that, then what do we have them there for?
Right.
If it is just strictly for education, then we might as well do our own schools and teach our own children, because we're at least when they're 15 and 16 years old, they're still going to be alive.
Yeah. Now, it was several days later, though, that when you were, I guess, the Greenville County Sheriff's Office sent a deputy out to your home, I guess.
Yeah.
So what was the delay there? Why was it several days later?
I don't really know the whole story. Like, I had done mind you, I had a whole, 150, 200 friends, maybe, you know. And the friends on my Facebook page, like my personal friends and family, they have been watching me deal with this the whole time.
Yeah.
So I did Facebook videos, which I brought them down because I didn't realize that what I did was illegal. At the time, I had no idea. My child went to that school. Now, in my defense, I have walked back through those doors without a visitor's pass numerous times before.
I got you. So we're talking with Jamie Rathburn. She's the mom of a third grade student at Greenbrier Elementary School who confronted his classmates because of bullying. As you just heard Ms. Rathburn describing, that she had appealed to teachers, administrators, and did not get the satisfaction that she wanted. And it led to her being arrested a few days later. Thank you again for holding there, Ms. Rathburn. So let's go back, because I'm not completely understanding. There's about a 3-day lapse. The day that you went to your son's room, when you left the school that day, did any of the administrators or teachers say anything to you then?
Well, on my way back from the classroom towards the office, which is where your exit doors are, the principal was walking out into the hallway and she's like, you know, Mrs. Rathburn, we need to talk. And I'm like, oh, believe me, what's happening? Don't you worry. I'm coming to you. And again, like I said, you know, what I did was wrong. I don't recommend other parents doing that. Certainly not. I don't recommend breaking any laws or getting arrested, but certainly listen to your children and pay attention, because teachers are in authoritative positions. So when they do wrong, they can still say it's right and get away with it.
Yeah.
And that's not fair. But so I went to the office with her and we had a few choice words for each other. And I told her she was unethical and it was unacceptable for her to target my child. And she told me that it was for his protection. And I said, why didn't you protect him all year?
Yeah.
Why did you wait until I mentioned something about an administrative complaint for you to do that? That's retaliation, not protection. And then she decided to say to me, you know, Miss Rathburn, that you walking through my school doors without permission can get you trespassed. And I'm not saying what I said was right. Like I said, it's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong. But what I said in response was, I give zero f- you can trespass me now. I shouldn't have said it. It was wrong. But in that moment, that's how I felt.
Yeah.
Now, looking back, hindsight is definitely 2020, and I don't think I realized just what trespass meant. Now I'm trespassed from every school in Greenville County.
Yeah.
So now I either have to apologize and get special permission for my children to go the school that we're zoned for, or we have to do homeschool or even move out of the county. Like, it's absurd. When I went to the school, it wasn't so much to get on to the children, because I feel like the children being allowed to act and behave that type of way falls on the adults.
Yeah.
And
your frustration really was because, as a mom, you're concerned about your son, as you would be, and you felt like that the school was just not doing anything about it. You weren't getting a response. Let me tell you.
The teacher and the principal becoming the bully.
Right. And let me say, I admire you that you have stepped up and you apologize, because I agree you probably should not have gone to the school like that. I understand that. But, you know, you got to take up for your kids, too. And we have a text line here, and I'm getting some messages. I want to read a few of these messages that listeners are texting as we speak with me today. Jamie Rathburn. Dee in Belton says, "This young woman is doing what a good mother would do to protect her child. If more parents would follow, I believe there'd be less bullying." Ronnie in Western North Carolina says, "Good job, Mrs. Rathburn. We have to fight for our kids." George from Anderson says, "Joey, the bullying story is also running on Fox News app. Mrs. Rathburn deserves a pat on the back and credit for taking charge and protecting her child." Now, obviously, I think you'd probably do things a little bit differently if you had it to do over again. Maybe you got their attention.
And that's the thing. And that everybody's asking, you know, do you regret what you did? I do regret what I did. But in all honesty, when my son asked quietly and politely and got no response, and when I followed the rules and I asked politely and quietly, I got no response. And then when I started talking loudly and pointing my finger in what they say was a threatening manner, which, mind you, I'm a mother. That finger is, like, always going, okay?
Yeah, okay. I imagine it's out right now, right?
You know, a little bit. So, I just feel like all the situation is just very unjust.
Yeah. So now, as I understand it, you are not allowed back at the school.
No. They gave my children the last 3 weeks of school off because I was transportation.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, quickly, we have about a minute here left, and I need to let you go. What would you do differently?
I would have gotten a visitor's pass.
Okay.
I would have avoided getting arrested, whatever that was.
Yeah.
But I would have probably still spoke my mind. Unfortunately, like I said, I have a big mouth, and my foot tends to stay in it.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't learn the value of duct tape as a child, as I should have.
Okay. Well, I thank you, Ms. Rathburn, for sharing your story. And I know this is an emotional thing. It's hard for you.
It's very hard. I've had a lot of mud flung at me, but one action doesn't determine who I am as a woman or as a mother.
Sure. Well, you know, you're a mama bear, and you're taking care of your cub.
What kind of, I guess, does. I don't take no snot when it comes to protecting my baby.
Yeah, but I got you there. Well, God bless you, and I know this is going to be hard. Will your son return to this school next year?
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's tough. That's tough. Jamie Rathburn with me. Good luck to you, and I appreciate you spending a few minutes of your morning with us.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Have a good day. 877-235-9405. Your comments are welcome. I'm getting comments on the Big Rock text line of support. Now, she admitted she shouldn't have gone, shouldn't have walked into the school like that. But it does raise the question, how did she just walk into the school? Now, yes, granted, she's a mom and familiar. I was involved this past semester as part of a junior achievement program. That's a great program. Junior Achievement's a great organization. And I was out at Riverside High School. And I got to tell you, I was a little frustrated the first time I went because they had changed the parking area from last year. I've done this a couple of years now. It's pouring down rain the first time I'm there. Pouring down rain. I parked where I parked all of last year. I'm soaking wet, going over to the door to get there, and they won't let me in because they've changed the parking area and said I had to go around the building to the other entrance. Now, I'm talking to the lady. She's got, you know, one of those monitors there. And I'm explaining to her what I'm there for. But I'm sorry, our policy says you have to enter the other door. So I had to go back out into the rain across. But by the way, the visitor parking was on the opposite side of the parking area. Get wet again and drive around to park in the other, on the other side of the school to go in the front door. So obviously you don't just walk into that school. So it just raises the question of how she even got in there. But, you know, hey, I admire her that she says, hey, I shouldn't have done it. It was a wrong thing to do, because you never want to be arrested. You don't want to be arrested because you went to your child's school. But, hey, look, she said she's sorry. There's got to be a compromise somewhere in between.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.